The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you all caught up across the NFL on Tuesday, June 7th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. All it took was Aaron Donald going on a podcast saying that he would likely retire if the Rams did not give him a new deal and make him the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. Well, on Monday, the Rams reworked all-world defensive tackle Aaron Donald's 3 years remaining on his contract to give him a massive $40 million raise through 2024. That makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history at 31 years old. He gets a massive $95 million through the 2024 season. It also tacked on another $65 million over the next 2 seasons, with the contract structured to allow Aaron Donald to retire or return in 2024 for an additional $30 million if he chooses so. Aaron Donald certainly deserves that raise. As was reported over the weekend, a 24th lawsuit was officially filed against Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson on Monday. Attorney Tony Busby issued the following statement. Quote, today we filed the 24th case alleging sexual misconduct against Deshaun Watson. The allegations made in this new case are strikingly similar to those made by many of the other victims. Lost in the media frenzy surrounding Deshaun Watson is that these are 24 strong, courageous women who, despite ridicule, legal shenanigans, and intense media scrutiny, continue to stand firm for what's right. Setting aside the legal wrangling, the complicity of the NFL, or the failures of the criminal justice system, the resounding story that should be told here is that these women are true heroes. I will say again, our entire team is incredibly proud to represent these women, and we look forward to the day when we can lay out their cases in detail in front of a jury. End quote. Now, you can find the details of this new lawsuit online, of course, and they are horrifying, just as a lot of the other details that we've heard about in this Deshaun Watson case are. We'll continue to keep you updated as this story moves forward this offseason in the NFL. Legendary NFL coach and coordinator Romeo Crennel announced his retirement on Monday after 50 years of coaching. In a statement Crennel released on Twitter through the Texans organization, football has been my entire life, and it's been a dream come true to coach for 50 years. There are so many friends to thank who have helped me and supported me throughout my career. I especially want to thank the fans and owners of the New York Giants, New England Patriots, New York Jets, Cleveland Browns, Kansas City Chiefs, and Houston Texans for allowing me to contribute to the game that I have loved so much for so long. I'll miss everything about coaching and teaching, but the thing I'll miss the most is being around the guys every day. My goal was to put every player and coach in the best position to succeed, and I consider every guy I coached or worked with a part of my family. I'd also want to thank my wife, Rosemary, and my 3 daughters, Lisa, Tiffany, and Christine, for all of their support over the years. Because of their love and selflessness, I have been able to live out my dream. I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to spend more time with my grandchildren while staying around the game of football. Again, Romeo Crennel retiring after 50 years in football. Congratulations to the coach on a fantastic career. Second round bids to buy the Denver Broncos came in on Monday. The process continues to move along, though there's apparently no favorite at the moment. There are some reports that the Broncos could go for as high as $5 billion, which would be a record-setting sale. Also, some bad news on the football field for Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy. He left the team's OTAs on Monday with what head coach Nathaniel Hackett called a minor groin tweak, saying it was mostly a precautionary measure to make sure Jeudy didn't further injure himself. Jeudy missed most of last season with a high ankle sprain, so they would very much like to keep him healthy for Russell Wilson. Reigning NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers, who did not attend Packers OTAs, was at Lambeau Field on Monday for Packers mandatory minicamp. OTAs, of course, are voluntary. Aaron Rodgers is a very seasoned veteran, so it should shock no one that he chose not to attend the voluntary portion of Packers camp. New England Patriots tackle Isaiah Wynn, who is apparently looking for a new deal, had not been present at Patriots OTAs, but did return to New England on Monday to attend mandatory minicamp. As we've mentioned on this podcast several times, players lose a lot of money when they don't show up for the mandatory stuff anymore. So no surprise there, as players who are holding out looking for new deals do try to make it a point to show up for the mandatory camps, make sure they still get that money. Same can be said for Colts Pro Bowl cornerback Kenny Moore. He had not been attending Colts OTAs. He wants a new contract in line with his play, but he was in the building for his physical prior to the Colts mandatory minicamp on Monday. The Colts will hope to continue to work out a new long-term deal for their cornerback. Now, things are going in the wrong direction for the Dallas Cowboys. Frustrated by the state of his contract talks, Cowboys franchise tag tight end Dalton Schultz informed the team he will not attend the rest of voluntary OTAs. Schultz already signed his franchise tender, locking him in for $10.931 million for 2022 if no deal is reached on a long-term contract by July 15th. The San Francisco 49ers announced on Monday they excused quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo from this week's minicamp. Garoppolo has been rehabbing from that shoulder surgery away from the facility as San Francisco still continues to explore trade options. That's all I got for you on Tuesday, June 7th. Please make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. No show coming up later today, but make sure you stay locked into the feed as myself, Justice Mosqueda, and Kyle Posey will be with you again on Wednesday afternoon for a new edition of NFL University. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you soon.